If you're listening to this podcast with understanding, alas, your dog doesn't have the vocabulary, then you're a human. Then you're warm-blooded. I can safely bet that the canals in your ears that sense position and rotation for you are narrow, notably narrower than in a similar-sized, cold-blooded, poikilothermic animal such as a Komodo dragon. With our higher average body temperature comes overall faster motion and the need for faster sensing of position and motion. Think of us versus those Komodo dragons, or think of hummingbirds. Now, all of us sizable vertebrates rely on the proper rate of sloshing of the fluid in our ears' semicircular canals to give us that information. The fluid moves sensitive hairs inside the canals, and these send off nerve signals. The watery fluid is less viscous at our higher body temperature and would slosh too much if we had too wide ear canals. Ricardo Araujo and his colleagues on three continents plus England looked at heads of modern animals and skulls of extinct animals. Using an index of ear canal structure, they found evidence that warm-bloodedness, or endothermy, arose rather suddenly 230 million years ago. It first appeared in animals looking a bit like mammals, and later, of course, in those special dinosaurs, the birds. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.